Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Winning State of Mind. It's your boy Alex. And I'm coming with a different perspective. I don't know if that's the right word that I'm looking for. But I feel that this will resonate with a lot of people, so however it is that I say it, hopefully it gets the point across. To be quite frank, people die every day. Every day. And as we're coming to the end of the year, this week alone, I feel like I've already been made aware of four prominent deaths, at least. Pete Freight, the proprietor of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, he just passed away. A really talented artist named Juice WRLD passed away. Circumstances that were really unfortunate. But it just always seems, it seems like every day, you know, when you're not doing it, what it is that you want to be doing, that you're kind of selling yourself short. And trust me, this is as much of a message to myself as it is to everyone that listens, as most of them are. The importance of making every day count is so real, man. And those dreams that you see when you close your eyes and you envision yourself somewhere, whether it's at the beach or with the family that you started with, a loved one, and then you had your kids in a nice little house with a picket fence, or you becoming a chief financial officer in a prestigious company. That's just something that we got to work towards every day, I feel like, you know. And it doesn't have to be all day, every day. Because I don't do it all day, every day. And there's times where I don't actively work towards my goals every day. And it all comes down to circumstances, right? Sometimes I have a migraine and I pretty much shut down completely whenever I have a really painful migraine. So then I have to pretty much chalk that day. And there's things that I enjoy getting done that bring me a lot of satisfaction. I like to clean. I like to do laundry. You know, I like to put away dishes, and if I had dirty dishes that I made dirty and there's not a lot of them, sure, I like cleaning them too. It really doesn't bother me. And playing music while I'm doing anything, I mean, that really makes it easier regardless. That's one of my favorite things to do of all time, is just listen to music. And I just feel like there's been so much time myself. And it might be me over-exaggerating just because of how I look at things, but I know that things take time, don't get me wrong, and I know that everything happens for a reason, and I don't say that with some otherworldly, ethereal force that we can't put two and two together with. But at the same time, what is that reason all the time, right? Why did I click on YouTube today and the first thing that I see is a famous musician YouTuber? I'm sorry, a famous musician YouTuber. Let me make sure I said that with enough diction. Name Andrew Huang. And he had a title to his video that said, "My hearing loss is continuing." Seeing things like that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because I know how hard people have worked to get there, and I know how much love and passion that they have for doing something. You can see it. I'm not saying that every single person that's successful in something that they do is doing it out of passion, because there's people that do it for the money, there's people that do it for the status, the fame, whatever the reason is, because people said they couldn't do it. People do it for reasons outside of themselves all the time. But I know that Andrew's someone that does it purely for him and for what he can do and provide the world with his musical ability. Why does that have to happen? Why does that have to happen? That's an awful thing, isn't it? Going back to Pete Freight, how can Pete Freight become a legend at Boston College Baseball, then go on to become the director of baseball operations and get diagnosed with ALS at 27? That was pretty much the end of his life. No, that was pretty much a death sentence. Do I have the ability to say that Pete Freight was extremely disappointed and he was unsatisfied with his quality of life in his latter years? No, I don't have the ability to say that. I can't speak for him. Every time I saw him on a camera, it seemed like he was happy, even if he had to use a machine to speak. And I guess as we go through different seasons, that our priorities and things that matter to us begin to change. And just as we go through life in general, right? I just find myself asking myself, what is it that I truly want out of life all the time? When I sit down and I think about it all and I envision it and it seems bigger than me, and whoa, how is all this going to happen? I want to do all this, but how am I going to do all this? Do I go, is it fall more on me? You see what I'm saying? Does it fall more on me to do all of this now and start it all at the same time? Or do I focus on what brings me the most joy? What if they bring me equal amounts of joy, but in different ways? Right? So then I'm getting different types of joy. Should I still be doing this all at once? Is there an excuse? I mean, really, is there an excuse to not work all day, getting what you want out of life? That's the real question. That's the real question. And most of the time when I have these episodes, it seems like I have it together, right? That's wrong. I don't always have it together. And this episode is more of my thoughts, right? And even still, I think this is a winning state of mind that I have right now. And that's why I wanted to share these thoughts that are in my mind with y'all on this platform. Because these are questions that I can't seem to figure out for myself what the answer truly is. But I can tell you one thing, and that's that I will always go down swinging and will never, ever, ever go down without a fight. If you feel like you're living the same day, pause. Right? Take a pause. If your routine is wake up, go to work, to a job you don't like, you come home, go to the gym, you make dinner, watch some Netflix, go to sleep, repeat, is it really a surprise that you're feeling unfulfilled, that you're feeling like you're wasting time, like you're not happy, like you're not doing anything? Is that a surprise? Really? I mean, really. People find out that what they like has been there the whole time. And it wasn't that hard. I'm not saying it's not hard to do what you want to do full time. But what I am saying is, it doesn't always have to be this grandiose, spectacular reason why you're feeling like you don't like life right now. Can literally simply be that you've never taken the time to just take a step back. Think things out accordingly. Audit, reprocess, and walk a new path. And the path doesn't have to be a complete 180. It can even be a pivot from a couple degrees. Because as long as you keep walking down that road, your trajectory is still going to change and end up putting you in a different position than if you would have continued on the same path you started. The minor tweaks. And giving up really isn't part of the equation, right? Like, if you really want to do something out of life, then how could you possibly give up? I don't expect you to have all the answers of how you're going to get there. I don't have all the answers to how I'm going to get to where I want to be, but I know that I'm going to get there eventually. Look out for yourself. No one will ever have more of your best interest in mind than you. Even your parents. Your parents could do 10 things in a row for you that is with the highest and utmost concern for you. But as soon as it's a situation that doesn't align with their values and their beliefs, now it's more of a compromise, right? It's not as genuine. That's because they're not living your life. You're living your life. So these thoughts are just coming, flooding, really, flooding my mind. And I just took the time to lay on my bed and stare up at the ceiling. We go to jobs and we get told what to do by people, and we find ourselves being held accountable for these responsibilities that really aren't even ours, right? They only become ours when we sign up for them. When we volunteer our time away to come in every day because we need a paycheck in order to survive. In the moment where we don't have assets set up to supplement a primary source of income emerges, that's when fear pokes its ugly head out, right? And that's how you stay trapped. That's how you stay caught. That's how you stay in the system. Because everyone has bills to pay, and everyone's got to pay them. Imagine having an asset that pays for itself and your bills. Now that sounds awesome, right? That sounds great. Well, so then any type of work I would do for it, any other company, you're telling me it would only become surplus? I don't have to just break even because I get paid $1,000 every 2 weeks. And my rent is $1,000, or just hypothetically speaking. People live check to check all the time. How do you put yourself in a better position when you're not even in the best position that you can be? That's another question that I think we all have to take the time to figure out ourselves. For me, my dream is to be able to really, really, really impact and change lives with my music, and to only ever, ever, ever put my time and energy into music and what I want to do. I want to be a motivational speaker. Hence, this podcast was born, And really, I realized that I have a lot of thoughts that aren't common in people my age. If they are, then they're not really speaking on it, or that just people are kind of afraid to acknowledge. For whatever reason, because it's more blissful that way to remain ignorant. And I wouldn't even say that ignorance is a bad thing. Ignorance can be fixed, and it can be changed, and it can be healed. But one thing I can tell you is that time is a non-renewable resource. And as much oil, gold, coal, whatever, however much as that we have in this world, it'll never come close to time and the value that time has. I don't know if anyone can truly say what happens after we pass away. I don't know. I don't know if we're meant to be able to ever know. And I feel like that's okay. But ask yourself, are the X amount of years, so I'm 23, right? So have the 23 years that I've been alive, from what I can remember, have those years been how I want to spend my life? If yes, then that's great. I'm happy. If, you know, some things could change. Honestly, I have a lot to be grateful for, but a lot of things can be changed. It's kind of where I'm at right now. Then work towards those changes. If the answer is, oh, man, now that I actually thought about it for the first time, I don't even know what I'm doing. Might want to drop everything at that point and start over. And yes, I know. Before we say it, Alex, it's hard to start over. We can't just drop everything that we're doing. We have bills to pay. I get that. I'm not asking to quit your job without a plan. I would never ask that. I would never recommend that. I would never tell anyone to do that ever. But what I will tell you . Keep hope. And as I challenge you to imagine yourself, right? So you're going to close your eyes, because I do this, and then now I do this without even closing my eyes. And it feels a lot better, and it helps a lot. But man, oh man. Does a situation sometimes still require a lot of energy? But regardless, close your eyes and think about the future that you want. Just think about where that house is, or who you end up marrying, or what career you're in that's bringing you fulfillment, or what mission you are involved in that's impacting the world. Right? So I want you to get really, really, really vivid, right? Picture the grass and how that looks if you're outside, and picture the house and that color and the cars that you might have, or the bicycle, or the tiny home, whatever. Now, think about how that's going to make you feel, right? Think about how that must feel to finally be in the position where you're happy, you're fulfilled. You no longer feel like you're wasting your time. You no longer feel like things are out of your control. You no longer feel lost, hurting, anxious, scared. You feel confident. You feel empowered. You feel courageous. And you feel positive. You feel grateful that you've reached it and that you've made it. You're extremely thankful. Tap into those feelings. And then come back to reality. That is the law of attraction. That's what I've learned through quantum physics and through various people speaking on that subject. Do your best to remain in that energy if possible. Because it is scientifically proven that doing that helps you get there. Studies have even shown that writing goals down provide a 48% increase in the probability that you're actually going to do it. Writing something down. You know what? Because when it's in your head, it's just in your head. When you write it down, you're seeing it. And that's the problem that we have as humans. At least I think it's kind of a problem. Is that a lot of what we see is the only thing that we believe. I think that's where a lot of miscommunication happens. But if we instead tap into the faith, that there's more to every story than the eye can see, now you're bringing that energy into you in the present moment. And it's being applied just like writing a goal is, making it a real thing. And I don't expect you to always be in that energy because you're not perfect and I'm not perfect and we can't do anything perfectly all the time. But I just suggest trying. A lot can happen in a year. Juice WRLD turned 21 2 days before he passed away. 2 days before he died. Was it a freak accident that was responsible for his death? No. Could you say that he might have been responsible for his own death? Sure. But it's not about who's responsible for who and who needs the finger pointed at for dying. It's the fact that another person is gone. Another person that I'm sure did not think this was how it was going to go. And another person that I'm sure wish he had a do-over. Wish that he could have just chose life. Get outside more. Really get in tune with your surroundings and what's around you. We only live on this earth once. How will you choose to live? For your best interest? Or for what someone else thinks is best for you? And above all, be thankful. Thankful for even when things don't always seem right. They could always be worse. Always. Always. This has been another episode of The Winning State of Mind. Shout out every single listener that tunes in. Thank you so much. Special shout outs to Joe Luttrell, especially. You've been a huge, huge influence on me in recent times. You're an angel. And I'm so thankful to have met you, Joe. Shout out Allie. Shout out every single person that has contributed anything to this platform and that has helped it become what it is today. And forgive me if I don't have the highest volume. I just kind of wanted to make my voice dictate and align with the tone of my story today. Just wanted to be very conversational, and I just hope this message sticks. So, once again, this is your boy Alex. That was another episode of The Winning State of Mind, and I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay blessed, stay woke. I hope you all have an extraordinary holiday season. Hope that you all get to get together with your loved ones and just be grateful and thankful for the time that you have together. Signing off. Deuces.